Margaret, tell us, what is the candidate school and what is the purpose of it?
Well, Operation Clean Government has run a candidate school for 8 times already, since 2002, I think. And the purpose is to help prepare people, particularly newbies, who've not done this before. And we have people who come repeatedly, in fact, because there's so much information you need to know to run for office. And we would encourage people that if you've been one of those who's been railing against the State House and what they do and think you could do a better job, well, we'd like to help you do that. Rhode Island has one of the worst records in the country, and certainly the worst in New England, in terms of unopposed seats for both local and state offices. And so we need to get more people, more new thinking, diverse thinking. So we would encourage people to come to the candidate school. It's an all-day, one-day opportunity to learn what running for office is all about.
There's been a lot of attention recently on wrongdoing or alleged wrongdoing by some elected officials at the city level in Providence and the state level. Rhode Islanders shake their heads and get outraged. Why do you think more people do not run for elective office?
Well, that's interesting, because we tried to get a grant, in fact, to explore just that. First of all, there's sort of that daunting thing that you're in a one-party system, and it doesn't matter what party one party is. We need diversity. We need to have some balance, rather than just having one group call all the shots. I think that this is a particularly good time to run because of all the concern about change and things. We've got the ethics. We're trying to get an ethics bill through to put the General Assembly back under the purview of the Ethics Commission. That's a good thing. We're, because of some of the mess that's been going on in the last couple of weeks, there's more urging for change, and you could be part of that change if you were part of the process, in the General Assembly. So we're trying to get more and better people.
What are some of the most important things that candidates need to know if they want to run for office this year?
Well, we start off with understanding, first of all, who's eligible, what are the filing requirements, what are the financial concerns in terms of running, but you need to understand the system and how to go about that. And then we have a lot of talk about the media. In fact, you've been part of this process before, so that you understand what the role of media is. We try to get people to understand they need to get organized. They need to have a committee. They need to have a plan about what they want to say. What are their issues that they want to press? How to deal with the media? How to arrange for promotional things like yard signs and all of that kind of stuff. And it's different between state and local offices. We try to make it as generic as possible, the kinds of things you need to run for office.
And this is a nonpartisan event. It's more from a civic impulse that it's important for people to take part.
Oh, yes. And we do want to emphasize that it is nonpartisan. We have people from both sides of the aisle. And in fact, intentionally make an effort to bring balance for that, so that the people understand that we're not pushing an agenda. Our agenda is simply to get more and better people to run for office.
And the timing, the deadline for candidates to run for election this year is probably in late June. So
yes.
I imagine the reason for holding the candidate school is in early June is with that in mind. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Very good. That's a very important point, that you don't have to have decided to run at this point. In fact, we hope to help you make that decision in a positive way by telling you what it's about and what you need to tackle. So the deadline is soon, but all that will be revealed at the candidate school.
Have alums of the candidate school gone on to win local or state office?
Oh, yes. We've had, over this period since 2002, I think we have something like 650 people who have attended. And we have some folks that, you particularly will note, probably a lot of people on the local level. But for instance, Alan Fung, Don Cacheri, David Cicilline, these are all former participants in the candidate school. I'm talking about people who graduated from the school, so to speak, as if we give you a diploma. We don't.
And what is the cost if people want to participate in this candidate school?
Well, we like to say it's a bargain. It's $110 for the full day. That includes your refreshments, all the materials. And this year we have a bonus, which is that we have a book, in fact, authored by a former Deputy State Secretary of State and town council member, and that's Paul Carancy. And that book is you're going to get to take home as part of the day.
And he was a cooperating witness in a corruption case in North Providence. So
I haven't read it cover to cover, but I've read enough to know that it really has a lot of the really good material to take home and with you.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about Operation Clean Government's candidate school?
Just that I would encourage you, if you're thinking at all about challenging the locals or challenging your state reps in any way, that this is a good opportunity to see what the process is. And even if not, it gives you an appreciation for those who have done it. And I think that sometimes we miss that along the way, is that we need to know that however fault we might find or disagreement we have, they had to go through a process and had to convince people that they were the one to represent them. That's what we need, more people in the arena.
Margaret Kane from Operation Clean Government, thank you for stopping by to talk with us.
Thank you, Ian.